Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Sham Kundra Bhakuni Giri Gurbhartan Ki Jai Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai Deep Tham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jamana Mai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrindaki. Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees.
Go praying for that day.
Do we need to do a cell phone check?
No.
What do you do?
It doesn't work.
They don't work.
It doesn't work.
Wow, I'm moving here. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 This is Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 8, Text 22. Tameva,
Tameva,
Vatsa,
Vatsa,
Ashraya,
Ashraya,
Vritya,
Vritya,
Vatsalam,
Vatsalam,
Mumukshubhi,
Mumukshubhi,
Vritya,
Vritya,
Padabja,
Padabja,
Padthatim,
Padthatim,
Ananya,
Ananya,
Pave,
Pave,
Nijatarma,
Nijatarma,
Pavite,
Pavite,
Manasi,
Manasi,
Avastapya,
Avastapya,
Pajaspa,
Pajaspa,
Purusham,
Purusham,
Tameva Vatsashraya Vritya Vatsalam,
Tameva Vatsashraya Vritya Vatsalam,
Mumukshubhir Mrigya Padabja Padthatim,
Mumukshubhir Mrigya Padabja Padthatim,
Ananya Bhave Nijadharma Bhavite,
Ananya Bhave Nijadharma Bhavite,
Manasya Vastapya Pajaspa Purusham,
Manasya Vastapya Pajaspa Purusham,
Tameva Vatsashraya Vritya Vatsalam,
Tameva Vatsashraya Vritya Vatsalam,
Mumukshubhir Mrigya Padabja Padthatim,
Mumukshubhir Mrigya Padabja Padthatim,
Ananya Bhave Nijadharma Bhavite,
Ananya Bhave Nijadharma Bhavite,
Manasya Vastapya Pajaspa Purusham,
Manasya Vastapya Pajaspa Purusham.
Tameva
Vatsashraya Vritya Vatsalam,
Mumukshubhir Mrigya Padabja Padthatim,
Mumukshubhir Mrigya Padabja Padthatim,
Ananya Bhave Nijadharma Bhavite,
Ananya Bhave Nijadharma Bhavite,
Manasya Vasthapya Pajaswa Purusham,
Manasya Vasthapya Pajaswa Purusham,
Tameva
Vatsashraya Vritya Vatsalam,
Mumukshubhir Mrigya Padabja Padthatim,
Ananya Bhave Nijadharma Bhavite,
Manasya Vastapya Pajaswa Purusham,
Manasya Vastapya Pajaswa Purusham.
Four.
Tameva
Vatsashraya Vritya Vatsalam,
Mumukshubhir Mrigya
Padabja Padthatim,
Ananya Bhave Nijadharma Bhavite,
Manasya Vastapya Pajaspa Purusham.
Tameva Vatsashraya Vritya Vatsalam,
Mumukshubhir Mrigya Padabja Padthatim,
Ananya Bhave Nijadharma Bhavite,
Vastatya Tadastra Purusham.
That was good. Keep going.
Taneva Vatsa Shreya Vritya Vatsalam.
Pritya Vatsalam of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Who is very kind to his devotees.
Who is very kind to his devotees.
Mumukshupi.
Mumukshupi.
Also by persons desiring liberation.
Also by persons desiring liberation.
Mrigya.
Mrigya.
To be sought.
To be sought.
Pada
Abja.
Lotus feet. Padhatim, system. Ananya Pade, in an unflinching situation. Nijatarma Pavite, being situated in one's original constitutional position. Manasi, unto the mind. Avastapya, placing. Pajaspa, go on executing devotional service. Purusham, the Supreme Person. My dear boy, you also should take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is very kind to his devotees. Persons seeking liberation from the cycle of birth and death, always take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord in devotional service. Becoming purified by executing your allotted occupation, just situate the Supreme Personality of Godhead in your heart, and without deviating for a moment, engage always in his service. Purport. The system of Bhakti Yoga described by Queen Suniti to her son, is the standard way of God realization. Everyone can continue in his constitutional occupational duties and at the same time keep the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart. This was also instructed by the Lord himself to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Go on fighting, but keep me within your mind. That should be the motto of every honest person seeking perfection in Krishna consciousness. In this connection, Queen Suniti advised her son that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Vritya Vatsala, which indicates that he is very kind to his devotees. She said, "You came to me crying, having been insulted by your stepmother, but I am unable to do any good for you. But Krishna is so kind to his devotees that if you go to him, then the combined kindness of millions of mothers like me will be surpassed by his affectionate and tender dealings. When everyone else fails to mitigate one's misery, Krishna is able to help the devotee." Queen Suniti also stressed that the process of approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not easy, but is sought after by great sages who are very advanced in spiritual realization. Queen Suniti also indicated by her instruction that Dhruva Maharaj was only a small child, 5 years old, and it was not possible for him to purify himself by the way of karmakanda. By the process of bhakti yoga, even a child less than 5 years old, or anyone of any age, can be purified. That is the special significance of bhakti yoga.
Therefore, he advised him not to accept worship of the demigods or any other process, but simply to take to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the result will be all perfection. As soon as one places the Supreme Personality of Godhead within one's heart, everything becomes easy and successful.
Om Tam Tiviram Pasya Kiranjana Shalakaya Chakshur Vilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhisam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Chatapata Kamadam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahajana Raghunathanchitam Sansadivam Sadvaitam Sagadhutam Pravijana Sehitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Bhagam Sahajana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsha Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindho, Dina Bandho, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostute, Tapta Kanta, Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindaraneshwari, Prasadhanam Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Vancha Kotatarubhyascha, Kripa-sindhavya-eva-cha Patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhar Shri Vasa-yoga-bhakta-vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama 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 Tam eva vatsashriya vritya vatsala Mumumshu bhir vritya padavsha padtatin Ananya pave nijatarma padite Manasya vastapya vajrasva purusha. The Dhru Maharaja's mother is advising him, because the boy had been insulted by his stepmother. Indirectly, it had been indicated that the boy had no future. He couldn't sit on the lap of his father because he was the son of the less favored wife. And indirectly, it also indicated that he'd have no access to the throne. So he was meant to be second fiddle always. So the boy felt very insulted, and he went to his mother that my stepmother has said that the only way I can sit on my father's lap is I have to pray to God, and that I can take birth in her womb next time, then maybe. So the mother responded that actually your stepmother has given you the right advice, that the only person who can help you is Krishna. I can't do much for you. I'm just a woman and the less favored wife of the king. So I can't do anything. But if Krishna helps you, then everything is possible. So, Vatsa, my dear boy, Ashraya, take shelter of Krishna. Vritya Vatsa, who's very affectionate to his devotees. Bhakta Vatsal, Vritya Vatsal, very affectionate to his servants.
Krishna is not known as Karmi Vatsal or Gyani Vatsal, Yogi Vatsal, Bhakta Vatsal. He's, in the Bhagavad Gita also he says, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu, Name Dveshosti Napriya. I'm equal to everyone. No one's my friend, no one's my enemy. Ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya maite teshu chati. But if someone engages in my devotional service, then maite, he's in me and I in him. That means there's a very intimate relationship between the Lord and the devotee. There's an intimate relationship between everyone and the Lord, but most people ignore the relationship. And so Krishna reciprocates by more or less ignoring them, leaving them to the care of material nature. And that's fine with them also, because that's what they're interested in, is material nature. Prakritim mohanim shrita. They take shelter of Maya. And so Maya offers them whatever Maya has to offer. And that's their business. But the devotee takes shelter of Krishna. Daivam prakritim ashrita. Vajanana namyam rasa. The devotee takes shelter. Well, that Krishna is the origin of everything. Whatever I want, I can find in Krishna. And avyaya, inexhaustibly. Here you may get something, and then it runs out. And you go to the back to the supplier, and the supplier says, sorry, whatever I have, I've given you. But you go to Krishna, there's no limit. So, Vrityavatsa, he's very kind. And therefore, mumukshubi mrigya padabja patnatim. Even the liberated souls, rather the persons seeking liberation, mumukshubi, desiring liberation, they also approach the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna is mukunda. So whatever you want, up to the point of liberation, you can get from Krishna. Maya doesn't give liberation, ever. But Krishna gives liberation. So even if you want liberation, what to speak of getting a kingdom, what to speak of getting some material facility, even if you want liberation, the liberated souls are approaching him and getting it. So, mumokshubi mrigya, they're seeking the lotus feet of Krishna. And ananya bhave nijadharma bhavite. One should be situated unflinchingly, ananya bhava, with no other bhav, no other mentality, no other mentality than being situated in Krishna consciousness. Ananya bhava, nijadharma bhavite, being situated in your original constitutional position. This can be read two ways. And Srila Prabhupada, it's interesting to see. Nijadharma means your prescribed duty. You may be a Brahmin, you may be a Kshatriya, you may be Vaishya or Shudra. So that's all right. Remain in your Swadharma, Nijadharma. Ananya Bhave. Don't think about doing anything else. Just do that. Just be engaged in that prescribed duty. Sthanestata. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also advised that just stay in your own occupation. Don't think about, I got to be this, I got to be that, I can switch to this, I can switch to that. That's not really going to help you. Stay in your occupation, whatever it is. But be engaged in hearing about Krishna and serving Krishna with body, mind, and words. Krishna also advised Mama Nusmara Yujyasha. What is that? Tasmat Sardeshu Kaveshu. Mama Nusmara Yujyasha. All the time.
just be engaged in your duty. Arjuna's duty was fighting. So Yudha, fight. And Mamanusa, think of me and fight. Mayarpatamano Bhutir. With your mind and intelligence, fixed on me. Mayarpatamano Bhutir. Mami Vaishyasya Sancha. Then, without any doubt, you'll come to me. No question about it. And another nijadharma, our real nijadharma, is to be engaged in the service of Krishna. Jivar Sharupoi Krishna Vintas. That's our real dharma. Now I may have this dharma, that dharma, so many duties, but my real dharma is to be engaged in Krishna's service. That's Sanatana Dharma. Nijadharma Pavite, Ananya Pavite, without any other business. Just to be exclusively engaged in Krishna consciousness. Manasi Avastapya. Avastapya means placing very definitely. Manasi, placing the mind in Krishna consciousness. Because the mind is the focal point. Wherever the mind goes, everything else follows. So if the mind is focused on sense gratification, the rest, our life will go that way. If our mind is focused on business, our life will be business. If our mind is focused on Krishna, our life will be for Krishna, and our goal, our destination will be Krishna. Otherwise, mrityu samsara vartane, our destination will be continued birth and death in the material world. And that means the whole life, whatever success we've had, is a failure. So, manasi avastapya, bhajashva. Bhajashva is imperative. Do it. Serve bhajashva. Imam prapya bhajashva mam. Bhajashva means engage in devotional service. Being very definite. His mother is a staunch devotee. Dhruva Maharaj had that great advantage that when he went to his mother didn't say, that's all right. No. Or no little material solutions. She told him straight up, take shelter of Krishna, that's all. Nothing else is going to work. The right advice, his mother told him definitely, you just take shelter of Krishna, and then your problems will be solved. You're in distress, so no one else can mitigate that distress, you have to turn to Krishna. So, this is the standard method, Prabhupada says, of God realization, and this is the real business of human life. Prabhupada said that we can turn toward Krishna or away from Krishna. Like the palm of your hand, if you turn it this way, it's in the light. If you turn it that way, it's in the darkness. So we can turn toward Krishna or toward Maya. That choice is there. That choice is there. When there's some difficulty, I can go toward Krishna or I can go toward Maya. Each one is offering shelter. Krishna is the offering shelter and Maya is offering shelter. So you have your choice, we have our choice in shelter, Krishna or Maya. Maya is not recommended. The other thing Krishna says is nityayukta-vyuktanam yoga-kshema-vahamyana. I suppose I take shelter of Krishna, then I'll have nothing, because Krishna, how will I maintain myself? How will I live? Krishna says, I'll maintain you. Nityayukta-vyuktanam, be always engaged in devotional service. I'll provide what you need. And I'll protect what you need. have. With that assurance, we can be very bold. Dhruva Maharaj was very bold. He was sheltered in the palace, and he had his, there was a prince, so he had his mother was there, father was there. But he, for the sake of finding Krishna, he left. And if he didn't, he went to the forest. He didn't think, will my mother send me lunch packages if I go to the forest? Will my friends check in on me and make sure I'm okay? Maybe I can bring an assistant with me and he can bring, you know, maybe a couple months worth of food just in case. No. He was bold. He just went out to the forest. He didn't have any anti-tiger gear or anything like that. All anything could have happened. But he was confident Krishna will protect him. Even if there's some risk, it's worth the risk. If I find Krishna, I'll get everything. And if I don't find Krishna, what's the use of staying here? Second fiddle, disfavored prince. Why should I stay here? Better to go out. There's this saying in Latin, fortune favors the bold. Of course, there's so many bold fools who stake their fortune on Maya, and that fortune favors them. Maya offers her favors. But if one is bold and depends on Krishna, then we'll find how Krishna can reciprocate, because he's Vrijavatsala. He's very kind and affectionate to his servants, to his devotees. So how he can express that affection beyond all material limits, as we'll find in the life of Dhruva Maharaj, that he wanted just a small kingdom. Small means a little better than his grandfather's Lord Brahma's kingdom. And Krishna gave him far better spiritual plan and his association. So, Padashrama, we should go on. Suniti said, go on serving Krishna. Don't deviate for a moment. Just situate him in your heart. Be purified by performing your prescribed duties, and Krishna will be very kind. Any questions, comments? Yes.
Raj, you were saying, it was in the
purport.
Dhruva Maharaj seems like that he wanted something from Krishna.
He wanted something.
So, can you tell us a little bit about mixed bhakti?
Yeah, he wanted something. That means neophyte. Chatur vidhava jante mam jana sukritin arti. Artor tarti jigyasu ganija. Four kinds of neophyte devotees. Those who are seeking knowledge. Those who are inquisitive. And still more neophyte. Those who are in distress or seeking economic benefit. If they're sukritana, if they're pious, if they're fortunate, they approach Krishna. Sir, I'm in distress. Sir, I'm in need of money. Sir, I have all these questions. Sir, I'm looking for knowledge. They approach Krishna. Even though their motive is material, they want something, but they've come to the right place. So they're considered beginners in the process of devotional service. And Krishna can arrange it in such a way that although they've come for some small thing, Krishna awards them something far greater than they had in mind. Krishna arranges things in such a way that I saw practically in just one small thing that there was some newspaper reporter, young lady who came to Detroit to interview Prabhupada. So that was her business, that she was on an assignment, she had her stupid questions, which they really were, to ask Srila Prabhupada. And so that's why she went to meet him, was to ask her silly questions so she could write her little newspaper article so that she could be fulfill her job. And Srila Prabhupada more or less practically ignored that she was a newspaper reporter and just preached to her. He's answered a couple of questions, and the stupider ones he said, you know, they can answer for you in silence. But he just took it that here's a soul who's come, and Krishna has sent her, so my business is to give her Krishna's message. So she got some to hear from Srila Prabhupada about the science of Krishna. Naturally, she got to take some prasadam and got darshan of the deities. Maybe she got a book. Naturally, thought about Krishna because she had to write in her column, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So her motive was totally mundane. But she got spiritual benefit because she'd gone to the right place. You go to Srila Prabhupada. So you're gonna get something from Krishna, something spiritual. Yeah. We have one godmother. He was attracted to the devotees to steal. He saw that Srila Prabhupada had a big expensive watch and he had in mind to steal it. And he became a very nice devotee. That those two thieves who kidnapped Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was small, they thought to steal his jewelry and they absconded with the boy and everybody's looking, where's the mine, where's the mine, where's the mine? And then by Yoga Maya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought them back and they found that they were right there by his house where everyone's looking for him, so they thought, uh-oh, and they took off. So Prabhupada was telling that story. Someone asked, Prabhupada, were they pure devotees? Prabhupada said, at least after they carried Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So their motive was materialistic, but they rendered service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a good time riding around on their shoulders. For any reason, but still better, we'll find later in this chapter that Dhruva Maharaj laments that I was approaching Krishna, and for such a stupid thing I approached him, for a kingdom. It's like approaching, you know, Bill Gates and asking for a palm full of rice. You know, it just doesn't make sense. You ask for some, you know, stock in Microsoft or something. Don't ask for anything like that. I was just asking for a paltry kingdom. And I could have been asking for pure devotional service. So he lamented. So better pure devotional service. But better to start devotional service wherever we are, begin, and aspire to become pure devotees. Yeah, sometimes Krishna puts us through the ringer when we pray for pure devotional service.
So, I know for myself sometimes that I'm afraid.
Yeah, afraid to pray.
Yeah, so what do you do?
Well, you deal with that. It's said that St. Augustine wrote that, oh Lord, give me chastity, but not yet. So that tendency is always there that we want to surrender to Krishna, but there are so many doubts, or there are so many attachments, and so we're praying to Krishna, kind of. So, what can we do? We have to make our best effort and depend on Krishna to help us out. That's kind of the good part. There's some
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami has a nice little dialogue or a little paraphrase. He's paraphrasing a Bhagavatam verse. And he says that this, Krishna is thinking, this person is such a fool that he's approaching me for some material gain, just for some money, for some material profit. But I'm not a fool. Why should I give him something that's going to make him just keep coming back and asking for more and not be satisfied? I'll take everything away from him and give him the nectar of my lotus feet so that he'll be eternally satisfied. So that's the good side, that even if we have some material attachments, if we approach Krishna, that Krishna is more eager to help us. And that's Prithyavatsa, he's very kind. So we have to depend on Krishna's mercy that he'll sometimes give us what's good for us and not what we want. Something else. Yes.
Something I just read yesterday sort of applies. Experience is a difficult teacher. Gives the test first and the lesson after.
Gives the tests first and the lessons after. Well, I mean, here's Bhagavad Gita, here's Srimad Bhagavatam, the lessons are all there. You know, it's like an open book test. The lessons are there, now it's up to us. If we take the lessons, then we'll do much better on the test. Maybe for those who don't read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, it's test first, lessons later. You know, they have to learn from the school of hard knocks. But the Krishna conscious person can save himself so much trouble. You really don't have to do this. You really don't have to go through just learning everything by, I got slapped once, I got slapped twice, I got slapped 3 times, I got slapped 23 times. We can take the hint from Srimad Bhagavatam and know in advance what doesn't work. Know in advance, you know, what game Maya is playing. You know, that I'll give you, she gives you this with one hand, but she takes twice as much with the other. You know, she's giving you one thing, but there's something else, you know, hidden behind her back. It's so well laid out in Srimad Bhagavatam what this material world is. You know, the materialists think they're real savvy. You know, they're smart, they're sharp, they know what's going on in the world, while the Hare Krishna fools are just kind of banging tambourines and chanting to their God. We know what's going on. But those who are really reading Srimad Bhagavatam really know what's going on. They know what game Maya is playing on those very smart, very sharp, very capable, very confident, very on top of it people. They know in advance. So they avoid so much misery by knowledge. Yehi samsparsha japa bhoga. They're thinking it's enjoyment, and then they're getting slapped in the face and wondering what happened. But those who read Bhagavad Gita, they see, samsparsha japa, it came from sense gratification. Bhoga, it was enjoyment. What is it actually? Dukkha yone, it's the source of so many traumas, source of all miseries. The happiness that comes from sense gratification is not happiness. It's where misery comes from. So an intelligent person, but why is that? Why do I want to get banged over the head? So he doesn't have to wait to get banged over the head. He reads it in advance and says, if I do this, this is what's going to happen. So he saves himself so much difficulty. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, Komra Achre Pragya Dharma Anbhava. From 5 years of old, about 5 years of age, take up this Bhagavad Dharma, read Srimad Bhagavatam, learn the science of Krishna. Save yourself a lifetime of trouble. Many lifetimes of trouble. By knowledge. Sarva Gyana Pladeyanayava, Vrijanam Santivishasana. cross over the whole ocean of material miseries by knowledge. Is that okay? Something else?
In terms of accepting devotional service and performing devotional service, sometimes you can actually you get some service and you perform it and you're comfortable in doing it, and then other times you'll have an opportunity to get
other times
you'll have an opportunity to get more service.
Mm.
And sometimes it's kind of like I guess a test to see how much you can do, or
so the question is, how do we know how much service to accept?
Yeah, like how do you know when it's, are you taking up too much? Is it a good thing if you're taking up too much, or like, how do you
is it a good thing if you're taking up too much? In general, it's a good thing. Too much of service, you know, like too much, like having too much money or something else. Too much service is generally good. We have a deficit of service. We're not, you know, so much of our time is spent in other ways. So if we do too much service, that's good. Now that said, there are Rupa Goswami cautions us about accepting more than we can legitimately accomplish. Not even more than we can accomplish. Taking on so much that it becomes burdensome. Suppose we take a vow that we're going to be like Guru Maharaj, we're going to go to the forest and live on roots and berries and stand on one leg for, that's not going to work. That's more than we can accomplish. That's not meant for us. Even other things. Even sometimes some of our sannyasis have to look at their life and say, you know, I'm doing this, I'm going to die in 3 months if I go on like this. I have to, pace myself, or I have to balance, this against that. Or sometimes we see that someone's accepting so much service that all the service suffers. He can't properly execute everything because he can't say no to anything. He has to say yes to everything. So then it becomes too much service because you're taking on more than you can really do. So that's there as a sort of a background. But in the foreground, one time Satsuri Maharaj wrote to Srila Prabhupada in his Brahmachari days when he was in Boston. I think he was typing, and probably sending cassettes of his dictation, and Satsuri Maharaj was asking for more, and you can give me more. And Prabhupada wrote back that it's very nice that you want to be overburdened with service, and that's good for us. The general principle is
throw it on, give me more. We should be so full of devotional service that we have no time. I just don't have, somebody calls you up and says, hey, there's, we could do this. I just don't have time. We just don't have time for Maya because we're too busy. Now, once we've crossed that point, then we can see about too much service. But we should be, there's so much rubbish that we can kick out and make room, to make room for devotional service. After we've kicked out so much rubbish, and we're just gasping because we have so much service to do, then we should maybe think about, well, Rupa Goswami says, don't bite it off more than you can chew. As a manager, Srila Prabhupada gave advice to one of his disciple managers, that you give the devotees always a little more than they can do. You set the bar a little higher than they think they can go, so that they have to really put themselves out more in order to accomplish it. It should be reachable,
but reachable with great endeavor. Make it always a little higher. So otherwise we become complacent. Yeah, I can handle that in my spare time. And meanwhile, I can do that in 10 minutes and spend the rest of the day on Facebook. Always giving, like Prabhupada gave us, you know, fantastic book distribution, now double it. Or 17 books produced that in 2 months. You know, always giving us so much service so that we would be very busy and always be happy.
On the note of having a little bit too much, a friend of mine was telling me for chanting, start out with how many rounds was it? 4 rounds, or 6 rounds, or 1 round, whatever it is. And my friend was telling me was that just always try to do a little bit, do the number of rounds so that it's just a little bit difficult to do.
Yeah, that's nice. If you can do 4 rounds easily,
yeah,
then you're ready for 6 or 8.
Yes. Yeah.
Because we don't want to just be, in sports also, you know, if you can do whatever number of push-ups, then you try to do a little more. If you can swim this far, you try to swim a little further, so that you're always stretching your capability. Otherwise, you become dull. So yeah, that's good advice. Do more. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that also, that it's not just service means work, but it means chanting, hearing. So those who are experienced devotees know that if I cut hearing and chanting less than the minimum, then I won't be able to serve myself. Everything will fall apart. It's like if I don't eat, you know, you get these people who go on work binges and literally don't eat, you know, typically programmers and stuff, you know, they just get so into the geek that they don't eat, they don't sleep, and then they crash. So for us, hearing and chanting is like eating and sleeping. If we don't do it, then we can't live, or can't live very long. So, you know, the sound is awesome, essential. Yeah. A little bit about Anartha Nivritti. Well, what do you have in mind about Anartha Nivritti to narrow my field a little bit?
Processes, and just describing if there is a process in order to weed out those Anarthas, to remove them.
Well, the process is sadhusanga. The beginning is to have a little interest. Then sadhu sangha associated with the devotees, and then bhajana kriya to perform prescribed devotional activities in that spiritual association. So that's chanting Hare Krishna, hearing, attending classes, and discussion with Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, serving the deities in different ways. All of the different items, especially association with devotees, serving the deities, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting Hare Krishna, and living in Vrindavan or the Vrindavan atmosphere. And those things, especially, and all the other different kinds of devotional service. By these devotional methods, regular, getting up early in the morning, so many things, taking Krishna prasadam. By all of these spiritual activities, the next stage will come. Unwanted things, you know, weaken and fade out.
So it's automatic?
Automatic means, like you work like hell and then at the end you achieve your goal automatically. It's not that everything just happens, nothing's automatic. Or it's automatic when we follow the process. You follow the process automatically, you get the result. Okay. automatically also means by Krishna's mercy. Because we follow the process, and it's not just by our determined endeavor, but it's really by Krishna's mercy. Sometimes even just wants to be so favored upon someone. He becomes pleased. It's not exactly by the power of our, because we chanted 10 hours in a row, and then therefore, I went down by 4 amartas because I chanted for 10 hours. And if you chant for 12 hours, it's 5 amartas. It's really by Krishna's mercy. It's not a mechanical process. It's not just that you do some work and Krishna has to reward you with an X prescribed amount of resolve. But Krishna becomes pleased. And when Krishna is pleased, he's prithivatsal. He's very kind to his devotees, so he'll do everything. Finally, it's Krishna's mercy, Krishna's love.
Anything else?
Let's stop here. Oh, you have another else?
I can go back and forth all day.
Well, you have another 2 minutes. You can go back.
Okay, so I'll have some. Are you going to be around later for the darshan?
I will be around later. Next 2 days. Okay, I'm around. Bhakti Maharaj is around. Charu Prabhu is around. All of the senior devotees are.